Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still here.
And we're in the process of talking with Dr. Barrett Gaster, who is a professor of medicine and general internal medicine at the University of Washington. And, Doctor, I just have two things. Actually, at the break, the engineer told us that June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. I didn't realize that. But my question in reference to dementia is, once a person does have dementia, does it always just keep getting worse, or can you get like 20% and it actually stops? I know people have MS and some just continue to get worse, and others for the last 10 years have been status quo. Does that exist, or yeah, once you have it, it's going to continue to, you know, break down or break you down?
Yeah, and in the early stages, it's hard to know for sure. There are definitely people who develop mild cognitive impairment, which is some people think of as very, very early dementia or pre-dementia, that can really not change very much for many years. And so it's variable. Every person's experience with dementia is different. Sometimes it goes very quickly, but sometimes it can go so incredibly slowly that it barely seems to change at all over the course of 5 or 10 years. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we get out before we end that my dementia directive is free for anybody to download on the web. That if you go to my website that I've set up, it's www.dementia-directive.org. That the dementia directive, Living Well for Dementia, is there. It's free for anybody to download. This is, you know, absolutely not a commercial enterprise of any kind whatsoever, and I really want to just have as many people have access to this document as possible to fill it out, think about it, talk to their family and loved ones about it, give copies of the directive after they filled it out to their family and loved ones, and really, really importantly, give a copy of it to their doctor so that if, you know, God forbid in the future they ever develop dementia, that they have had a chance to express and document what their wishes are as something that people can look back on later to help guide the decisions that they make.
Right, and anybody listening can also call 311 because all this information gets taken down, and if you wanted the email address, I mean the website, you can call 311. But actually, Doctor, if you don't mind, give it out one more time.
Sure. It's www.dementia-directive.org.
Okay, thank you very much. And as the doctor's saying, this is, you know, a personal mission he's on. So it's not like he's not selling something. We're going through the stuff here this morning. It's so important because in Project Independence here, you know, we have 13,000 members, and not everybody, but most people have come across somebody, a loved one or a neighbor or a friend, that you watch dementia take over their body, or their mind rather, and everything starts to slip. And it really is, it's a painful situation because the person you're so close to, one minute, a year later, you're still with them in the room and they don't even know who you are. And it's tough. So this directives are very important. I'm very big into planning, and Otto is more than I am.
Yeah, no, we both are in 1,000% support with what your theory is, and the reality of addressing terrible situations like this. Nobody likes the idea, and nobody really wants to talk about it, but the bottom line is you do yourself and your family a huge disservice if you don't, because you're going to wind up in big trouble. And nobody will know what's really on your mind and what you really would like to have done, because your mind is no longer functioning. So you put a lot of strain on your family to make a decision for you, which maybe they don't know what your decision is. So anyhow, that's I'm talking for you now.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself.
Just to go into one thing, nutrition. okay, from a senior perspective. I mean, you know, it's health, it's socialization, which will wherever, and physical movement. Those are the three things that seniors really need to keep going. Otherwise, you know, everything starts to slow down. Are you an advocate nutritionally? Is there things that you tell people they should not be eating or drinking? Alcohol, coffee, anything like that?
You know, it's definitely important to say that more than, you know, one or two drinks of alcohol a day is not good for the mind, especially as you get older. Really important to say that that exercise is incredibly important for maintaining long-term health, both physically, emotionally, psychologically, you know, and cognitively. It's not good to overeat. People should avoid gaining weight. But whole foods, fruits, vegetables are a good thing.
Question for you that relates to: does the risk of getting dementia diminish as you get older? In other words, if you pass a certain line, do you have a pretty good shot at not having dementia? Curious, because I'm getting older. Right, I want to know what my chances are.
Have you passed?
Yeah, it's hard to say that. I mean, I think dementia can occur. You know, it's extremely rare before age 65, but once somebody reaches 70, the risk does increase as people get older. And so it can sort of come on at age 70 or 75 or 80 or 85 or 90. It's hard to say that past a certain age you're less likely.
Okay.
But that's an interesting question when you think about it.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, as you go on, you know, if you pass that certain line, that you have a good shot at it.
Yeah, you beat it this far.
Yeah.
And just going back to the directive, and we've talked about this with a planning, this is the type of thing, and it's very difficult to have the conversation, but I try to stress for adult children to have a sit-down on occasion. And I know, Otto, you do family sit-downs.
You call it a powwow.
Okay, whatever. Just to have the conversation like, this is what we're looking to do. This is what – and I have, clients that don't want to talk about anything, don't want the kids to share anything with them. They haven't willed. I mean, believe it or not, in this country, there's still a huge percentage of people over the age of 70 that do not even have a will. So never mind an advance directive on one of these things. But your powwow, actually, how do you get that going, if you don't mind?
How do I get that going? Well, we have a large family, and once maybe every year, I'll say, we're going to get together, we'll have pizza, and we'll talk about topics like our will, like who in the family probably shouldn't get anything.
Okay.
We have an open conversation about what we would like in terms of care as far as health goes. No feeding tubes. Try to be pretty direct about what it is that we think. And I think one of the biggest things my wife and I would like to avoid is family conflict when we're not here. We would like the family to get along when we're gone, as opposed to battling over money or how we should be taken care of or whatever. And I think you can try to do your best. You can't avoid it totally, but that's, you know, kind of how we try to do it. And advanced directives for things like dementia, which Dr. Gaster is promoting, and not for money, just because he believes it's the thing to do, and I agree with him. Something new to talk about, actually.
Right, each time you bring
it's more specifically related.
A new subject.
Like if you get cancer, to be cold and blunt about it, you know you have cancer, and you know that the situation's a little bit different. I think dementia is like a big cloud, and you really don't know how bad this is going to turn out. And eventually, if you live long enough and you don't get a physical problem, the dementia will make you incompetent and not able to communicate or even take care of yourself. So what do you want at that point? You know, me personally, I wouldn't want to play that game.
Right, I agree.
You know, I'd prefer not to be in that mode. And, That's my view, but I'm not afraid to talk about it. You know, we're all here for a visit. You know, we're not going to be here for 180 years.
Right, right.
There's nobody that I'm aware of that's here right now that's going to be here 150 years from now. That's my viewpoint.
Doctor, are you brought into these conversations?
Family?
I'm just curious, because up here, that would be the same thing. Do they actually then reach out to you and say, you know, doctor, what do you recommend? Or
sometimes. I mean, such an important big part of the identification of dementia by a doctor and helping to manage it is really bringing families in. So much more the scenario, the situation is that I am really trying hard to work with my patient to make sure that the family is brought into the conversation that I'm having with the patient. And so, you know, saying, you know, I really would like to see you back in a month so we can follow up on this. And it's so important for you to bring, you know, at least one family member with you so that I can get a better perspective on how the person is doing, and also communicate not just with the patient themselves, but also so that the person who's helping to take care of that person can hear what I'm saying and what I can hear what they're saying too.
That's a very nice, soft, gentle way to get somebody involved when you're saying that, you know, now I go with my mother and I'm realizing, oh, this is starting to get bad. We need to take a next step here and look into this a little more, you know, clearly.
Somewhere along the line, reading, preparing for this, something you said in there is that you're really not treating dementia, you're managing it. And in order to manage it, you really need the family involvement.
100%.
Yeah.
Doctor, actually, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much, not only for coming on the air, but for taking the time to create this directive, which should be used by many, many people and will be very beneficial.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Wonderful, and have a great day. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.